Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Folks, we're joined by Ruth Lawson, president of the Jefferson Chamber. Ruth, welcome to the show and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Noel. Thank you so much for having me today.
You guys just had your 2026 annual meeting out at the Ilario Center. Give us some of the highlights of what you talked about in 2025 and talk to us about some things that you guys are focused on in 2026.
Yeah, so yesterday we wrapped up our annual meeting. We had about 550 business and community leaders out at the Ilario Center. So always a great time to get that many people together, you know, for some networking, but really to focus on our work in 2025 and our shift in our priorities for 2026. 2025 was, you know, a fantastic year, not only for the chamber, but for Jefferson Parish. Kind of some of our big advocacy priorities that we worked on and were able to accomplish a lot and is, you know, I served on the Parish President's Advisory Committee on Permitting and Planning, and you and I have spoken extensively about that process, and I continue to serve on that, so that will bleed into 2026, but really just making it easier to do business in Jefferson Parish. So we conducted a membership survey, made sure that our members' voices were heard, and we'll continue to advocate on that front. We also did some governance changes just to the chamber structure. We launched the West Bank Council with the Jefferson Chamber, really trying to elevate, you know, some of our West Bank priorities, making big, big infrastructure projects and economic development projects over there front of mind with the leaders representing at the state and local and federal level. And then we celebrated, you know, some really exciting economic development opportunities that we participated in this year. Amazon Same Day Delivery Center, the first of its kind in Louisiana, the largest single construction project in Ochsner's history, the Children's Hospital underway. And then, of course, you know, a $500 million investment from Japanese EV battery manufacturer UBE. So we focused a lot on those priorities. We had our largest membership year to date with the Jefferson Chamber. So we're working at over 1,000 members in the greater New Orleans area. We received statewide recognition as the large chamber of the year. And, you know, focused on our state priorities, too. Insurance affordability continues to be our largest, you know, issue of our business members. And so what we worked on the Capitol to, you know, improve that. And then the huge wins that we've had at the state level on economic development. And that's a lot of what we focused on in 2025.
I'm really excited, one, about the membership increasing. You afforded me the opportunity to address your group a month or so ago. And I talked about, you know, the level and the amount of influence that the organization could have, that the representative legislative bodies across the parishes in southeast Louisiana will be passing significant legislation that's going to impact a number of economic sectors of our communities. And you guys really are the local experts, but a lot of times you're not called upon to render an opinion or to give some thoughts or some guidance as to the do's and the don'ts. You have seen it on the private sector side, and I thought it was always of some value, definitely on the governance side in the public sector. Your thoughts about what I had to say, but more importantly, it seems as though you guys are really intending to get out there and do more of that in the future.
Yeah, so I think our biggest perk for our membership is advocating for a better business environment in Jefferson Parish. And we do that, you know, day in and day out, Noel. And this is what you had focused on when talking to our board, which was so well received, but really making sure that our voices are heard. We go to the council meetings when we don't necessarily agree with the direction they're going forward with, or we go to support them for a difficult decision that they might have to make that we believe is in the best economic interest of Jefferson Parish. And then statewide, you know, we're at the state capitol during the legislative session weekly, you know, sometimes several times a week, making sure that our Jefferson delegation, which I believe is the strongest in the state, knows that they have our support and knows what our members are looking forward in passing of legislation. And then, of course, you know, we go to D.C. at least twice a year. We'll go there in a couple weeks for Washington Mardi Gras. And making sure that our federal delegation is, you know, well aware of our priorities, you know, as they sometimes can get far away from home. Just being in D.C. in general, making sure that our members' interests are well aligned there.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, for sure. So let's pivot real quick to 2026. What do we see on the horizon?
Yeah, so we'll continue to kind of support locally policies and legislation that help our business climate. So working on that Parish President's Advisory Committee on permitting and planning, you know, it continues to go forward. I still think that there's a lot of work to do to make sure that businesses get open as quickly as possible. Time is money. And so we will continue to work on that and advise. And I think that we've had a lot of positives come out of that permitting and planning committee. But I think there's a lot of work to do, whether, you know, it's additional personnel needed or fast track, the ability for companies to fast track their permits, I think would be super helpful as well. And then, you know, at the state level, we continue to look for meaningful insurance and legal reform. You know, I think the legal reform is the big piece that's, we got a little bit of progress on the insurance and legal reform last year. And I still think there's a way to go on that, but we'll continue to work on that. And then making sure that we continue to be, I think this is our second year in a row, winning, you know, some huge economic development awards statewide and making sure that our state's well positioned for that. And then, you know, we continue to try and build connecting and networking opportunities for our members. Because at the core, that is the chamber, you know, is trying to make your business grow, professional development, and, you know, making your business financially grow as well.
We're speaking with Ruth Lawson, the president of the Jefferson Chamber. Ruth, y'all have collaborated a lot with other chambers in the area, New Orleans and others. Talk to us about that and the importance of SAME.
Yeah, so we've actually been, I speak to a lot of our chamber leaders. I serve on the State Chamber Association as the chair-elect, and, you know, I just got off a board meeting for that, but what are issues facing our state, but regionally, you know, the president of the New Orleans Chamber, we speak a lot to Sandra Lindquist, and really our focus this year is capitalizing on a new mayor for the city of New Orleans, and making sure that Jefferson and New Orleans are acting regionally. And so we're hoping to kind of get together some events, work with them on programming and events that could really get together our leaders and make an effort that has not been there recently to focus on regional collaboration.
That's been a little disappointing, too, because we know that it would be more positive than negative, but, you know, for certain, if we were able to collaborate, because our issues are very similar in nature.
Correct. Yeah, and I think, you know, Sandra and I have talked a lot about, we've spoken to our respective, you know, she's spoken to the mayor, Mayor-elect Moreno, and I've spoken to Parish President Lee Shang, and, you know, the council members to really talk about getting them together with business leaders, because a lot of these businesses, you know, most of our businesses have locations both in New Orleans or Jefferson, or we have a lot of members who live in Jefferson, work in New Orleans, or vice versa. And so it really is, you know, as Jefferson goes, New Orleans goes, and vice versa, as New Orleans goes, Jefferson goes. So I think that it's only positive that we work together.
Yeah. Final thoughts?
Yeah, we're excited. We rebranded the entire chamber yesterday. So we just have a beautiful modern rebrand, a new website that I think really represents the work that we're doing in the future, and making our website more adaptable to our membership, and showing kind of what we do best, which is our advocacy, our connection, and our growth for our members. And so we couldn't be more excited for 2026. And we released that yesterday. And then lastly, we are also going to be hosting a regional Civics Bee in partnership with the U.S. Chamber of Foundation to really focus on middle schoolers, 6th, 7th, and 8th, building their civics understanding, and then giving them the opportunity to go to the federal, you know, to go to Washington, D.C., and the opportunity to win a $100,000 scholarship to compete there amongst 50 other states.
Well, that's awesome. Congratulations to you guys on the rebranding, and best of luck in 2026. And thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to talk to our audience. Ruth Lawson, President, Jefferson Chamber.
Thank you, Noel.
Thank you. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.